Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Intermediate German Short Stories. Learn German vocabulary and phrases with stories. B&T by Verblix is a graded reader-style language learning book that uses fiction as a practical tool for building German reading confidence, rather than presenting isolated word lists or dense grammar explanations. It offers a small collection of short stories, written in German, for learners who are beyond beginner level and want material that feels authentic but still manageable. Public descriptions position the book for roughly A2 through B1 and B2 learners on the CEFR scale, with the promise that the language stays within the grammar typically studied at the B1 and B2 stages. The core purpose is vocabulary and phrase acquisition through context, allowing readers to infer meaning, notice recurring patterns, and meet useful expressions in realistic situations. Some readers also note the inclusion of local slang, which can make the German feel less textbook-like while still remaining accessible to intermediate learners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning vocabulary through contextual storytelling. A central value of the book is its use of narrative context to support vocabulary growth. Intermediate learners often know enough grammar to decode sentences, but still struggle with breadth of everyday words and fixed phrases. By encountering vocabulary inside complete scenes and actions, readers can connect new terms to causes, consequences, emotions, and goals, which tends to improve retention compared with memorizing translations. Stories also naturally recycle common verbs, connectors, and descriptive language, giving repeated exposure without feeling repetitive. This approach fits learners around A2 to B2, who want to move from understanding individual sentences to following meaning across a whole text. Instead of presenting language as a set of rules, the stories invite learners to notice how German expresses time, movement, opinions, and relationships in flowing prose. The result is practice that resembles real reading, guessing meaning from surrounding clues, confirming understanding as the plot progresses, and building a personal sense of what sounds natural in German. For many learners, that shift from exercise mode to reading mode is where confidence and vocabulary begin to accelerate. Secondly, level appropriate German for the A2 to B2 transition. The book is positioned for intermediate readers who frequently feel stuck between beginner-graded readers and native-level fiction. Public descriptions emphasize that the vocabulary is appropriate for learners who have studied German for a while, Eisteed, and that the grammar stays within structures typically covered by B1 and B2 courses. That matters because difficulty can come from two sources: unfamiliar words and unfamiliar syntax. If both increase at the same time, reading becomes discouraging. By keeping the grammar within the intermediate range, the book aims to let learners focus attention on comprehension and vocabulary, rather than constantly stopping to untangle advanced sentence structures. This design is especially useful for learners who can handle common subordinate clauses and everyday tense usage, but are not ready for the density and stylistic variety of unadapted literature. The intended outcome is a steady challenge level where the reader can make progress page by page. In that way, the book functions as a bridge. It supports learners who want more substance than beginner texts, yet still need controlled complexity to maintain speed, enjoyment, and consistency in reading practice. Thirdly, reassurance through the no advanced grammar promise. One of the clearest positioning points is the explicit reassurance that no advanced grammar is included. For intermediate learners, motivation can be fragile. They often understand enough to be curious, but not enough to feel comfortable when texts suddenly introduce rare structures or highly literary phrasing. The stated limitation to B1 and B2 grammar helps set expectations and lowers anxiety before the first page. It also aligns with a realistic learning goal, strengthening what the learner already studied by seeing it used repeatedly and meaningfully. Reading becomes a form of consolidation, where familiar grammar patterns appear in different contexts and become faster to recognize. This can support overall fluency, because comprehension speed often depends less on knowing new rules and more on automatic recognition of common structures. The book therefore works as practice material that complements traditional study learners can keep their grammar learning in a course or workbook while using the stories to make. Those structures feel more natural. Even without explicit grammar instruction, they're repeated. Understandable exposure can help readers internalize intermediate-level sentence patterns and reduce the sense that German is only something to solve rather than something to read. Fourthly, exposure to natural language and local slang. Some reader feedback and public summaries mention the presence of local slang expressions, which adds a practical dimension for learners who want to understand more than formal textbook German. Slang and informal phrasing are common stumbling blocks because they may not translate literally and are often absent from standard graded materials. Introducing some of these expressions within stories can help learners recognize informal registers, and better understand how people might actually speak or think in everyday situations. The key is balance for intermediate learners. Too much slang can become confusing, but a limited amount can be motivating and culturally informative. In a story, the reader can often infer meaning from the situation, tone, and consequences, making informal language easier to grasp than if it were presented as an isolated list. This also supports listening goals indirectly, because many learners notice that spoken German feels faster and more idiomatic than written study texts. Seeing a controlled amount of colloquial language on the page helps close that gap. Overall, the inclusion of slang reinforces the book's aim to be engaging and authentic, while still staying within an accessible range for learners around B1 and B2. Lastly, short story structure for manageable, motivating practice. The book's format as a collection of 5 short stories is an important learning feature in itself. Short stories provide clear stopping points, which helps busy learners build a consistent reading habit without needing long, uninterrupted sessions. This matters at the intermediate stage, where sustained reading is a major bottleneck. Learners may have enough knowledge to read, but not enough stamina to push through long chapters when every page contains new vocabulary. With shorter narratives, learners can experience completion more often, which reinforces motivation and allows them to measure progress in a concrete way. Each story can also be reread, enabling a simple but effective method: first reading for gist, second reading for details, and optional highlighting of useful phrases. Because the book focuses on vocabulary and reading skills, the structure supports repeated exposure without feeling like drilling. The short story approach is also compatible with incremental learning. Readers can pause to look up a few words, then keep moving, rather than becoming overwhelmed by constant interruptions. In practical terms, a 5-story collection can fit into a study routine as a weekly cycle, making the book an approachable tool for steady intermediate improvement. In conclusion, this book best fits German learners who are already past the beginner phase and want to read more German without jumping straight into native novels. If you are roughly in the A2 to B1 or B2 range, and you find standard learning texts either too simple or too dense, the book's controlled stories offer a workable middle ground. The most immediate benefit is vocabulary growth in context, supported by the mental habits that real reading develops: inferring meaning, tracking ideas across paragraphs, and noticing useful phrases that repeat naturally. A second benefit is confidence. By promising grammar limited to intermediate structures, the book reduces the fear of getting lost, which can be the main barrier that stops learners from reading regularly. It also adds practical value through a touch of informal language, helping readers become more comfortable with German that feels closer to everyday usage. Compared with many similar resources, its appeal is the combination of engaging, readable fiction and a clear constraint on grammatical difficulty, allowing learners to focus on comprehension rather than constant rule checking. As a result, it works well as supplementary reading alongside a course, a self-study grammar plan, or a spaced repetition vocabulary routine, giving learners a more enjoyable way to turn knowledge into active reading skill. If you would like to support Verblix, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.